I want to do. What an incredible press conference this morning where Trump just throws down the gauntlet and says, we're releasing the Epstein list. We're coming after you. You want to set me up. You're about to get it. All those big developments. We have a huge guest coming on that is just amazing at the bottom of the hour. I'll leave it till they're there, and then you'll see. And then I've got all this other news I haven't been hitting while I've been covering Crossfire Hurricane, the Obama treason, and what's happening with Trump. But a weight started lifting off me last week when Trump said release the grand juries, the trial stuff, all the rest of it. And then a bigger weight lifted off this morning when I was getting ready for the show at 10 a.m. I was going through the X feed, and it just popped up clips of him minutes before throwing down the gauntlet. So I want to right now start with the 20-minute press conference. We'll go to break in a few minutes. We'll come back with more of it. And then I'm going to hit some other big news that we've been distracted from. It's very important. Crazy stuff going on with the economy. Crazy stuff going on in the courts. Wild stuff happening with the border. More criminal referrals of Fauci. And you're like, well, that never happens. Yeah, we're in a different season now, and it better happen. So I've got some words to say on that. Let's go to a few minutes of Trump, the start of his little press conference this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Can we ask you about the lawsuits and the DOJ filed?
Those young people, they just said too much winning. Too much winning, sir. They know it. And it is a lot of winning. We had the best 6 months ever. We're now heading to Scotland. I'm meeting with the Prime Minister of UK. Some of you are going, I guess, and a lot of you aren't. Are you going? Huh? Well, you got to get moving. That's a good one. That's going to be a good one. So we have great numbers we just announced. I don't have to go over it because you've seen them, but we have great economic numbers. The deal with Japan is amazing. They give us $550 billion, and we have totally open access into Japan. Those numbers are great. I mean, the kids actually just said, very, very cute, actually. I walked up, they said, sir, there's too much winning. They picked up on a little routine, you know. Go ahead.
Mr. Griffin, can I ask you about the DOJ lawsuit that was filed yesterday against New York City Mayor Adams? In the lawsuit, they named the CBP officer that was off duty that was shot. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's DOJ going against New York. But we're going against a lot of other places, too. We want to bring safety to our cities. But that's going to be a pretty routine filing with other cities, too. As you know, we've started numerous lawsuits with other cities. We want to bring safety. We've got to get the criminals out. And we're doing it in record numbers. Yeah, Gaza, they pulled out of Gaza. They pulled out in terms of negotiating. It was too bad. Hamas didn't really want to make a deal. I think they want to die, and it's very, very bad.
Are you done?
And it got to be to a point where you're gonna have to finish the job. They really they asked for things. Don't forget, we got a lot of hostages out. So now we're down to the final hostages, and they know what happens after you get the final hostages. And basically, because of that, they really didn't want to make a deal. I saw that. So they pulled out, and they're going to have to fight, and they're going to have to clean it up. You're going to have to get rid of it.
What do you think about the president
meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell? What are you hoping Todd Blanche gets out of his meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Well, I don't know about the meeting. I know it's taking place, and he's a fantastic man. He's a great attorney, and people should really focus on how well the country's doing, or they should focus on the fact that Barack Hussein Obama led a coup, or they should focus on the fact that Larry Summers from Harvard, that Bill Clinton, who you know very well, and lots of other friends, really close friends of Jeffrey Summers.
We'll be right back with more of this in 1 minute. Stay with us.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump took the gloves off today and went from saying there is no Jeffrey Epstein client list, because there's not anything officially called that, that's really true, to like, look, I've already told Pam Bondi to release everything that they legally can, tell the courts to do it, the Democrats are trying to block it. And he said, everybody knows Bill Clinton and the head of Harvard and all these Democrats are basically living with Epstein. So we're just going to release it all. And I've talked to folks who've been on the meetings. I told you this a week ago and 2 days ago. And Roger obviously doesn't want to toot his horn. He's a big part of it. Brought in since last Friday there every day at the White House, meeting with the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, the leaders of the House, because they understand. They all want to know what's really going on here. And so Roger's advice is, and my advice is, let them have it. They have the CIA come to you and like, oh, sir, it'll hurt Mossad and Israel and us. And, you know, maybe, you know, and it's old and he's dead. And let's move on with the betterment of the economy and everybody. And Trump's like, okay. And then they use it against him. It's like, Trump, you cannot make deals with these people. Attack. And, of course, Roger's like, don't give me credit. I don't want to get killed. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, you know, try to get in the face of these people either. But they're already in our face, so there's nothing we can do. So, yeah, I've been on air and behind the scenes saying attack. Because I know there's nothing of substance in there. I know it's a bunch of recycled hogwash. It's not on them. And, look, I'd rather go find the 500,000 missing kids they now admit. It's not 350,000. Which they have found a bunch of them. I'd rather prosecute the globalist on all that. That's the current mass evil stuff going on. But the public has their attention captured by this. We helped do that. And that's good. And so give them what they want. They want integrity. More than the price of eggs or gasoline. We want the deep state to go down. So here's more. We got the Raw press conference down this morning where he was throwing down the gauntlet. Here it is.
Because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein should be spoken about. And they should speak about them, because they don't talk about them. They talk about me. I have nothing to do with the guy.
Are you considering before you do any business deals with the UK?
Yeah, I'm going to meet with the prime minister right now. We're going to be over there in about 6 hours. We're meeting with the prime minister tonight. We're going to be talking about the trade deal that we made and maybe even improve it.
Are you concerned about that?
I think it's terrible, and we'll have them removed immediately. We do remove it. We've got to get the mayor to run this city properly. This city has to be run. You know, I have the right to take it over, and I think it's terrible. Where are they? Where did you see them?
Near the Treasury.
I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney, but you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
You made sure you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Right, right across the Lafayette Park, sir.
We'll take care of it.
You're an immigration and homeless.
What are the alternative methods to bring hostages?
Well, we get a lot of them out. And I've always said those last 10 or 20 are going to be the toughest. Because Hamas knows what happens when they don't have any bargaining chip. And they really broke a deal. They broke a deal. And you're going to have to do what you have to do right now. It's a terrible thing. And I always knew that. I said, when you get down to the last one, they're not going to be able to make it.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell?
It's something I haven't thought about. I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out?
Why has the dollar fallen so much? And are you concerned about that?
Well, you know, I'm a person that likes a strong dollar, but a weak dollar makes you a hell of a lot more money. I hate to tell you, I don't know if you study it, but I study it.
I went to Japan and York, so I know this.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Oh, you did go.
I went to York. Yes,
well,
sir.
You're a smarter guy than I even thought, and I know you're smart. So, when we have a strong dollar, one thing happens. It sounds good. But you don't do any tourism. You can't sell tractors. You can't sell trucks. You can't sell anything. It is good for inflation. That's about it. And we have no inflation. We've wiped out inflation. But it's an interesting question. So I will never say I like a low currency, but you remember the battles I had with the yuan, with China and with Japan, Japan being the yen. They always wanted a weak currency. They're trying to get a weak currency now. Now, it doesn't sound good, but you make a hell of a lot more money with a weaker dollar. Not a weak dollar, but a weaker dollar than you do with a strong dollar. And the first people that are going to notice it are the manufacturers, the trucks, and various other things. Like, look at Caterpillar, how well they're doing now. When you have a strong dollar, you can't sell anything. It's only good for inflation, and it's good psychologically. It makes you feel good. But with that being said, I love strong dollars. But you make your money with a currency. And I had so many different fights with President Xi, with between Japan and China. All they want to do is have a weak currency. They're always fighting for a weak currency. And that's how they really dominated over the years. So when I see it down there, I don't lose sleep over it, let's put it that way. In fact, sometimes I go to sleep very happy. You understand? Do you agree with me?
I agree with a lot of what you said, Mr. President. Do you think it makes it easier to impose your tariffs with that lower dollar?
I think it makes it easier even for tariffs, yeah. And it makes the tariffs worth much more. And it's easier to pay off debt. And it's easier to get a low interest rate. There are a lot of good things. It's hard to explain to people the headline we all Trump wants a week now. Not a week. You take a look at the history of China over the last 20 years. All they do is fight for a weak currency. Look at Japan when they were really doing well. They had a very weak currency. So, to me, I just say thank you very much. It is.
Mr. President, what's your comment on the
Gaza? Yeah. Well, the Gaza situation, I said this was going to happen when you get down to your last 10 or 20. We got a lot of hostages out. We took them out in numbers that nobody believed, a lot of them. And I said, when you get down to 10 or 20, I don't think Hamas is going to make a deal because that means they have no protection. And basically, that's what happened. Hamas didn't want to make a deal. I think what's going to happen is they're going to be hunted down.
Are you closer today to secondary?
We're looking at that whole situation. It could be that we'll have to put secondary sanctions.
Should 150 days.
Maybe. Yeah. Do you think it was counterproductive?
What do you think it was counterproductive?
Who are you with? Do you think it was counterproductive for France to say that they would recognize the Palestinian state?
Macron said that yesterday. Look, he's a different kind of a guy. He's okay. He's a team player, pretty much. But here's the good news. What he says doesn't matter.
So on the Palestinian state,
it's not
going
to change it.
Well,
he made a statement, France, Macron. His statement doesn't carry any weight. He's a very good guy. I like him, but that statement doesn't carry weight.
How worthy of a trade deal with the EU?
I would say that we have a 50-50 chance, maybe less than that, but a 50-50 chance of making a deal with the EU. And it'll be a deal where they have to buy down their tariffs, because they're right now at 30%. And they'll have to buy them down, maybe, or they could leave them the way they are. But they want to make a deal very badly. I would have said we have a 25% chance with Japan, and they kept coming back, and we made a deal, and the deal is, don't forget, Japan's putting up $550 billion.
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of money. And also paying tariffs. The biggest part of the Japan deal, and maybe we get this with EU, maybe we don't, is that we have the right to go in and trade. We have the right. They've totally opened Japan to the just to the U.S. That's, to me, the biggest part of the deal.
Well, that was higher.
You said repeatedly you would like to see further nuclear arms reduction between the United States
and
Russia.
I would like to see that.
But the new START treaty is expiring in about 6 months, and it cannot be legally extended.
That's a problem. That's a problem for the world.
You have to negotiate a new one.
It's a problem for the world. You know, we have restrictions, and they have restrictions, as you know, on nuclear. That's not an agreement you want expiring. We're starting to work on that. But that is a big problem for the world. When you take off nuclear restrictions, that's a big problem.
Well, that was hard.
Mr. President, did you
get a commitment from
Jerome Powell to lower interest rates yesterday?
I think that Jerome Powell, I think we had a very good meeting. Forgetting about the building, that's out of control. But I think we had a very good meeting on interest rates. And he said to me, now I don't know if he's going to say this on Thursday or when he's having this, but he said to me very strongly, the country is doing well. He said, congratulations.
This is a really powerful press conference, but I want to skip ahead towards the end where he gets more in-depth. Steve, we'll fade down. Yeah, there's some bad audio right there because of the helicopter noise. Let's skip ahead a little bit until he starts walking out towards the helicopter. That's when he gets into the real Epstein stuff, some more of that. Says they're going to go after Bill Clinton, the head of Harvard, and others. And so we'll go back to that here in a minute. I just wanted to get this out there. Because it's so historic and so important, some of the things he said. We already played a lot of the key clips earlier, but let's just do that right now. Let's go ahead and play clip 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's go ahead and play those clips from this back to back. Very, very important. Then I've got some other really important news that I'm going to be hitting after that. Here it is.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney, but you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
Do you maintain you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday boy?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Right across the...
Todd Blanche is a great gentleman. He's a great man. Who's a great lawyer. He's got a great heart. But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about pardons.
Can you trust what she's telling him? She's a convicted trafficker who's eager to get out of prison.
Well, you know, he's a professional lawyer. I think he's been through things like this before. But you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard. the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
Ms. President, the Stormy President.
Well, I don't know about the meeting. I know it's taking place. And he's a fantastic man. He's a great attorney. And people should really focus on how well the country's doing, or they should focus on the fact that Barack Hussein Obama led a coup, or they should focus on the fact that Larry Summers from Harvard, that Bill Clinton, who you know very well, and lots of other friends, really close friends of Jeffrey Summers, should be spoken about, because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein should be spoken about, and they should speak about them, because they don't talk about them. They talk about me. I have nothing to do with the guy.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if
it's something I haven't thought about? It's really something
recommended.
It's something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Why has the dollar?
Historic stuff. Politico, the bill is going to come due. House GOP braces for Epstein crisis to intensify. House Republicans are furious that the Dems caught them flat-footed this week, and they are expected to attack to continue after recess, which the media spun that the normal late July, August recess was to get away from Epstein's. The Republicans did pass it to open it up and subpoena the DOJ. Initial fury over the House GOP and Jeffrey Epstein crisis is still swirling as President Trump faces an all-out revolt from his biggest supporters on Capitol Hill. So it's not just the evil Alex Jones that says be released. Now it's the Speaker himself. And again, these are some of the idiot Q-type people that say just whatever Trump first says, go with that. When you see a mistake, don't speak up. Well, now the president agrees with me. You see? There's your 10D chess from me and Roger Stone. The rebellion this week stunned White House officials and GOP leaders, and according to Republicans involved in the talks, it currently set to continue the moment they return from August recess. Even as members hightailed out of town Wednesday, several oversight committee Republicans joined with Democrats to force a subpoena to the Department of Justice for the entire trove of Epstein documents. Well, that's not the entire one. A bunch are in the courts. A major blow to Trump and GOP leaders. People are going to move on this regardless, said Republicans with direct knowledge of the internal talks this week. The bill is going to come due. There are also intense frustration among rank-and-file members. The Democrats successfully used the Epstein case to attack House Republicans who struggled through the crisis this week. And what's crazy is, why do that when the Democrats own it and they're the ones all over it? Because the CIA came to Trump over Israel Mossad and said it'll be embarrassing for the U.S. government and these agencies. And now Trump realizes he got set up. So it's going to get very interesting. And now they're over there with the deputy head of the DOJ meeting with Maxwell right now today with all her boxes of material. There's photos of it. And Trump's just like, put it all out there. It'll have recycled BS about him, but nothing real. Just like I said 22 days ago when this all broke, I was right. That's the way to go. It was a setup. He was put in a trap. Again, this is not new. The New York Times is reporting. Pam Bondi, when they raided the Democrat trove that they had at the FBI in New York in March, they said there was 14 terabytes, hundreds of thousands of pages of documents. And now they're acting like, ooh, Trump was hiding this. No, he's the one that went and had him grab it. And they came back and said, sir, you're in it. What? Yeah, this recycled bull, that recycled bull. So he's like, oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I'll go with the CIA and let's just move on. It's the new Russia, Russia, Russia. No. You don't let them take what's going to destroy them and turn it around because they salted it with some low-level BS about you, because they're not going to make that deal with you. They're going to double-cross. Well, like, that's what they do. It's like the scorpion and the frog. And there's a river and the story, right? Most of you do. And the scorpion asks the frog to carry him across. And the frog says, you're a scorpion. You're going to sting me to death. He said, no, I promise I won't. And as soon as a frog takes him across, the scorpion jumps off his back and says, thank you, bam, and stings him. And the frog's in incredible pain, dying. He looks up at the scorpion, and he says, why did you do that to me? And he said, because I'm a scorpion. Kind of like Trump's story about the snake, the frozen snake, the beautiful snake. Oh, please help me. I'm frozen. Take me to your bosom. Warm me up with your body, please. And then the woman takes the snake, and it warms up and bites her. And she says, now I'm going to die. Why'd you do that? And he says, because I'm a snake. And the media spins it, the New York Times again. Oh, frantic cleaning up of the Trump files. Oh, no, this is what we first broke, that they got it back in March and have been going through it to go after the bad guys. And then they find out nothing of substance is in there except a bunch of random online child rape and nothing really with Epstein and then a few things about Trump. And that's it. So you knew Comey would do that. You knew his daughter would do that. And they figured that out and finally fired her ass when Trump found this out over a week ago. So that's what's going on here. All right, we got a big special guest coming up. Then I'll get into all the other news after he leaves. Dr. Kirk Moore. Remember the doctor? This happened in Europe, too, but this happened in Utah, who was charged for giving people saline shots for COVID-19, who were being basically made to take it. And of course, some of them knew what was going on. That's how it leaked. Well, the Trump DOJ has dropped charges on him, and that's something good Pam Bondi's done. Dr. Moore, all charges dropped. This guy's a hero. KUTV Salt Lake City. We've got some of those news clips coming in, and we'll talk to him because if you know something's experimental, if you know from its own literature, it's going to cause heart attacks, cancer, myocarditis, and not protect you, as the FDA fact sheet in October of 2020, months before it rolled out, showed. And you have the FDA board online voting to authorize it, saying we don't know what it's going to do. It's not tested. Well, then you're violating the Nuremberg Code and the Hippocratic Oath. If you give somebody, and they're intimidating people to do it, coercing them, not informed consent, then you violated U.S. and international laws. Just following orders doesn't cut it. Well, this doctor, Kirk Moore, he did his job, and he's a hero. We'll be speaking to him on the other side of this break. Please remember, we will continue to fight tyranny. We will continue to go after the bad guys. We will continue to expose the entire globalist agenda on every front. We'll continue to defend those that have courage and stand up against evil, but we cannot do it without your support. So please, keep us on air as we take on the deep state at point blank range. And share the article, share the videos, pray for the broadcast, and buy great products. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, a new collectible badass dagger selling out quick, the battle dagger, and this huge sale that ends next Tuesday at midnight. Get our capsules, our liquid methylene blue that's so amazing. Already discounted, get another bottle of the exact same size free. Same thing for the amazing Irish Sea Moss, for the dynamic Shilajit gummies. Buy one, get one free. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, and the Methylene Blue liquid or capsules at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the very best designs. The ball caps, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the sweaters. All of it is there discounted. To become a VIP for $30 a month, you can cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special offer, special deals, special sales. And if you want, never hold back a supplement to make sure it never sells out and get huge discounts. Become a subscriber on AutoShip. Cancel anytime, but lock in even bigger discounts if you stay subscribed. Become a subscriber. Become a VIP and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for all you do. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with our special guest, a real hero, Dr. Kirk Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now. I'm not going to say what it does. and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, yeah, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. You know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at four. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that has it. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I look forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait. I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you, the simulation,
like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking methylene blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical-grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited-time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You're going here. What are your thoughts about right now that you're seeing all this?
Just seeing people I haven't seen in years come over and stand with us and support. It's unbelievable.
So when you, this is why you did it, right? Because you love the people you are here.
I did what was right. The prosecution, selective. You know, I didn't have anybody in mind except for just doing what was right. So it wasn't for me, it wasn't for Elena, it wasn't for kids, it wasn't for anybody, it was just doing what's right.
It's going to happen.
We believe it.
After a week inside a courtroom, there's been a major update in the trial of Dr. Kirk Moore. I'm Carolina Hassett, and Saturday morning, the case was ordered dropped by the attorney general, and now Moore's family is reacting. Saturday morning, Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered the U.S. Department of Justice to dismiss the charges in the case of Dr. Kirk Moore, who was facing charges of running a fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination card scheme out of the Plastic Surgery Institute of Utah during the pandemic.
Initial reaction was I was just completely stunned, wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what to say, I didn't know what to do. I don't think I spoke for a good 2.5 minutes.
The trial came 2 years after a federal grand jury indicted him, claiming Moore and others destroyed legitimate vaccine doses, distributed fake COVID-19 vaccine cards, and administered saline shots to minors. During the trial, two of Moore's former co-defendants took the stand for the prosecution. One claimed that when she was hired, Moore said her job would be to give out vaccine cards without administering the vaccine. Another claimed people were urged to give donations for the vaccine cards and said she felt like what they were doing was wrong. Kathy Nestor, Moore's attorney, spoke to the public on Saturday about the decision.
The attorney general's decision to dismiss all the charges before the trial concluded reflects what the evidence has shown all along. Our clients did not commit a crime. They honored the personal medical choices of their patients. They never received a dollar in return, and no unexpired vaccines were ever destroyed.
When asked about his decisions, Moore says he went with what his gut was telling him.
Well, I just did what was right. I just did what my patients wanted. I talked to them about full informed consent. You can't have informed consent with people when you don't know what you're injecting in them.
We reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office for a comment, but did not receive a response. In Draper, Carolina Hassett, Fox 13 News, Utah.
And they've also dropped charges in Canada and Europe against other doctors and nurses that did the same thing. I mean, here's the deal. The media at the time, you know, tried to turn this around. You have the Nuremberg Code after we executed a bunch of Nazis at the end of World War II, and they had the Nuremberg trials in 46, 47. And we already have our own laws here that mirror that. But you have to have informed consent. You cannot have coercion. Well, firing hundreds of thousands of nurses, doctors, and medical workers here and kicking tens of thousands out of the military and firing airline pilots that wouldn't take it, and everything you saw around the world, not just here, is total coercion. And then in blue cities and areas, you know, for 2+ years, you can't go to the movies. You can't go to a ball game. You're trying to make your kids take it. And it was, and then later, like, oh, we never made you take it. You sure tried. And so there's different ways to do it. Lose your job, get kicked out of the military. Don't be able to go see your loved ones in nursing homes. Or you can go to good doctors that go, wink, wink. And I know a lot of military officers that were like to their troops, oh, yeah, we're going to give you the shot. And then they would shoot them up with saline as well. And, of course, the politicians that came out, they were getting saline. So this isn't just somebody that did what he thought was right. We need more people like Dr. Kirk Moore. He didn't just do what was right. He did his duty and is a hero. More 22K on X. He's a respected 59-year-old physician and former Navy flight surgeon from Utah. Faced up to 35 years in prison, not for harming patients. No, he followed the Hippocratic Oath, but for honoring his oath to do no harm with informed parental consent. He administered saline in place of COVID vaccines to children and adults facing coercive mandates that threaten their jobs, education, military services, and even life-saving transplants. How many people died in the U.S., Canada, Europe? You see it all because they wouldn't take it. Need a kidney, need a liver? Sorry, you die. Dr. Moore acted out of compassion and ethics, not criminal intent. He treated patients free of charge during the COVID crisis, made house calls, and stood by those whose medical autonomy was under attack. Yet, he was relentlessly prosecuted, jailed for 22 days, and stripped of hospital privileges and board certification, all for prioritizing informed consent and patient safety. The federal case was riddled with jurisdictional flaws, suppressed evidence, and procedural violations. Still, Dr. Moore remained unwavering. Then, on July 12, 2025, just 5 days into trial, Attorney General Pam Bondi dismissed all charges, publicly recognizing the unjust nature of the prosecution. She created a Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she credited her, and Senator Mike Lee, two incredible people, I'd love to see them run for president. It's going to be Rubio and Vance. I like Vance. Rubio's very effective, but he used to be my enemy. Oh, my God. Senator Lee and Greene, Kennedy and Gabbard. The federal case was riddled again, and it just goes on for there. But Greene and Lee for advocating to her. This was more than a legal win. It was a stand for the truth, ethics, and freedom. Dr. Moore didn't act out of defiance. He acted out of duty, and he was right to stand, and we are right to stand with him. Hell yeah. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that did this too. I mean, I know a bunch of them, but separately, you can talk about what it was like, how we were all vindicated, where he sees this going, the fact that the same globalists want to bring this back, more criminal referrals on Fauci. But I want to ask him up front, I want to know who ratted him out. Was it one of his staff, or was it one of the people he did this for? Because they came to him and they asked him to do this. That's on the record. And this is like literally in World War II, hiding Jews in your basement or something, you know, when the Nazis are trying to do medical experiments on them. This is so crazy. So Dr. Moore, that's quite the introduction. Thank you so much. You can go wherever you want, but first up, do you know who ratted you out?
That was quite the introduction, Alex. Thank you. Yeah, you know, nobody ratted me out, actually. I had a patient of mine that came to see me, and she was so anti-vax that when she took her COVID card back to her HR department, they said, this can't be possible. And they called the Utah Health Department and said, hey, I think there's something nefarious going on. So none of my patients ratted me out. Everybody came to me out of their pure own volition. I didn't keep anybody from getting any vaccines anywhere. This was done just all, you know, like I said, pure informed consent. I knew that this was wrong, and I felt like I was just doing what was right.
Yeah. We need you to be the governor of Utah. So go wherever you want. You got the floor. I mean, but how does it feel to be vindicated now? You know, also this doctor where they were illegally chopping the genitals off of 8-year-olds in Texas. He exposed it. They indicted him. Pam right. Bondi dropped that. So we criticize Bondi a lot, but there's a lot of good she's doing behind the scenes. When will you get the info to her?
Well, I think so. Dr. Haim in Texas, that's who that happened to. That was, you know, he was the one that kind of, you know, he exposed the hospital was saying that they weren't doing any transgender surgeries, and he exposed them. They filed charges against him, and they ended up dropping those charges again, just like they did with me. Took a little longer for my case, but, you know, we're both in the same position. You know, look.
But that's even more cut and dry. They're literally secretly doing it and then lying, and then a doctor blows the whistle and they get him indicted for HIPAA violation. I mean, it doesn't violate HIPAA if you find out a hospital's taking people's organs. This happened before. You blow the whistle as a nurse, you don't get charged with HIPAA. The people that did it go to prison.
Right. Well, here's the thing for me, and this is what I've been saying all along too, Alex. The HIPAA violation in my case, okay, there were no laws that required me to give a vaccine. None. But there are laws, HIPAA laws, that don't allow people to have to disclose or don't permit people to ask for people's medical information. So everything here, showing a COVID card to get on an airplane, to walk into a grocery store, to get to a, you know, to get into dinner or whatever it was. Or
the vaccine passport is a total violation of HIPAA, but notice they magically said that was okay.
Yeah. So they were violating the laws by requiring me or trying to require me to give a COVID vaccine.
Wow. I'm interrupting. This is so amazing. I mean, I know a lot of people that did the same thing you did. They just didn't get put in, you know, jail for it. Right. Off record, I mean, we're on, without saying the names, have you run into some other people that had the same courage you had?
No, I've not run into them personally. I do know of them, or I've heard of, you know, some other people doing it through third parties. No names. You know, Ed Dowd was on the Tucker Carlson show a couple of years ago on Fox Nation saying that he got a card. And Tucker said to him, well, I hope there's other docs out there doing the same thing. And I'm in the background raising my hand going, hey, look, I'm over here. Anyway, it was, you know, again, I didn't keep any from getting anything. I didn't violate any laws. There were no laws to inject or do anything. The CDC is an advisory agency only, okay, as is the FDA. And what's happened is that, you know, everybody thinks that the CDC can pass laws. Well, they don't. They don't have any legislative capacity. They don't have anything. They are an advisory agency only. They are supposed to give advice and to the, you know, to their 64 jurisdictions. They have 50 states and then 14 other larger cities that have their own health departments. And they're supposed to give advice to those companies or those, you know, those agencies. And unfortunately, that advice has turned into kind of mandates and laws, and, you know, and they think that they're required to do that. There are no requirements. And I think we just need to kind of force our departments and our agencies, state and city health departments, to just look at that as exactly what it is. It's an advice only, and you should just take the information and either use it or don't.
Well, I mean, look. We have federal and state laws. It's completely illegal what Fauci did. And Senator Paul's put in two referrals for perjury. He's caught red-handed on gain of function. He did it again. And I'm not mad at Paul trying to get it, but where are the indictments? Instead of you getting indicted for literally protecting people from medical tyranny, I mean, like French resistance level stuff, that's what this is, folks. Your job, your life, you put your damn skin in the game. We need what Dr. Moore has. We need what he's got, guts and will and smarts. And then we also need the will to indict the bad people like Fauci and Peter Daszak and the rest of them. Your take on that?
Well, look, you're right. But, I mean, is an auto pen, is the auto pen pardon that they have a viable, you know, and a true pardon? Right now, we can't go after them. We could go after some of the other people, I guess. But you're right. I mean, what Fauci has done to humankind and mankind is a travesty. This is the worst mass genocide in the history of humanity. And if somebody's not held accountable, you know, our system's going to implode.
Well, I totally agree with you. So what did the people that indicted you, explain what happened, federal charges? Were they proud of themselves when they threw you in jail? I mean, were they like really like treating you like they really caught Al Capone or something?
Yeah, they actually hated me. They threw me in jail twice. And on both occasions, one of my co-defendants had done the exact same thing. And one of them, they let her go. And on the other one, they only kept her for 2 days and kept me in for 22. So they were coming after me and they wanted to make an example out of me. They truly felt that I had just, you know, I had committed murder, that I had, you know, hurt people, that I'd hurt humanity, that I'd put other people at risk. You know, if I were putting people at risk, why did the CDC change the definition of a vaccine in September of 21 to say that we're just giving you some protection against a disease as opposed to the disease? And instead of, you know, kind of doing it with, here you go, with what, you know, with what the vaccine is colloquially termed as a something that's going to keep you from getting the disease and it's going to keep you from transmitting it to others. And then Albert Bourla and Jeanine Small both came out on video saying that, oh, no, we didn't test it for transmission. We were working at the speed of science. So all of this is just such a farce. The safe and effective narrative has been around for 250 years. Nothing is safe. Nothing's effective. And these COVID vaccines are killing people. 700 deaths reported in the month of January of 2021 alone. Just from the COVID vaccine, 19,000 vaccine injuries reported. They've taken, you know, they took the swine flu vaccine in 1970s off of 50 reported deaths. We had 700 in 1 month alone. I can't understand why it is that we're doing what we're doing. I've still not been able to wrap my head around.
Well, it's all about medical tyranny. A big pharma can get all over the world standardized, WEF, UN standardized. This is a beta test for the treaty. To do something evil they know is going to kill a bunch of people. We just showed the FDA document predicting it all 3 months before they rolled it out. They already rolled it out in England. They knew. They tested on rats before when Obama had it at Chapel Hill. Then that's called a corruption. A corruption is where you get someone into the corruption. Now you control them with it. This was an attempt to fully morally bankrupt American medicine, but instead it spurred the public. It spurred all these good doctors and medical workers to go public and has now backfired on them, Dr. Kirkmore.
Yeah, I mean, that list that you just showed that showed all of those, the Guillain-Barré and all of the, you know, really bad injuries, that was originally supposed to go into the V-safe listing of what people were allowed to check. Hey, did this happen to you? Did this happen to you? And then what they did was they took all of those off and they just allowed people to say, you know, did you have anaphylaxis? Did you have some soreness at the arm? Did you, you know, get a little redness around your incision site and all of those kinds of things? They limited all of the other ones so that that way they didn't have to kind of data, you know, collect all that data.
That's another key point. They knew what it would do.
Right.
And so good scientists said, here's the thing we think. And then they use that to remove. So they go to the researchers. I'm glad you bring this up. So they go to their researchers. They go, hey, show us what you think this will do. And they use that, the bureaucrats, to get a blueprint from good guys and gals to then go, oh, now we know what it's going to do. Remove this so they can't report it. I mean, you talk about premeditation, Dr. Moore.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, my whole thing is COVID was invented for the vaccine, not the other way around. And this was the goal all along. You know, they have, 2 months in October of 2019, they had Event 201, which is just a full tabletop exercise. And they just followed that to a T, just 3-4 months later. And that's where we are now.
Incredible. I could ask a million questions and I do have them, but just go wherever you want right now about what was it like when you learned they dropped the case? How's your practice now? How's your family? I mean, what has this been like for you?
Well, I mean, it's been really difficult. I've lost, I lost a lot of volume. I just don't have the bandwidth to kind of maintain my practice as much as we did before. But, you know, not what it's, you know, done to me. All the support that we had, all of the people that, you know, are listening to your show right now, people that have donated to our Give, Send, Go for legal defense, all the people that showed up for our rally. You know, that video that you showed at the beginning, that was, Matt Scow, the guy that I gave a hug to, was Ed Zoll from the Died Suddenly crew. Ed was there all week. He published that article that I think was instrumental in making this happen. And, you know, getting the attention of, Pam Bondi and the DOJ and everything else. So, it's not just about me. It's about everybody else that's helped us. Look, this is about medical freedom, period, okay? We should never be mandated to do anything. Like I started off and I said before, this is an attempt, you know, to make laws out of an advisory agency only. And unfortunately, we've been in that situation where the local health departments think that the CDC has the ability to make law, and they don't. And so we need to get to
That's a good point. The CDC is not the Congress.
Right. They can't pass laws. I mean, they can give advice, and that's what it should be taken as by our health departments. Our local state health departments and city health departments need to take that as advice instead of just putting it out there as a mandate for everybody to follow. All of this stuff that's been put out, none of it was passed by Congress. None of it was passed by any of our state legislatures. It was just edicts and mandates from a totalitarian agency.
Well, the good news is, as you know, there's a couple boards all by Big Pharma. Kennedy fired them all, and he's doing a lot of reforms right now. So when we think, oh, we're getting this from the CDC, or we're getting this from HHS, before it was literally Big Pharma.
Well, yeah. And so here's, you know, RFK has done a lot of really good things. The one single thing, though, that he could do to make a huge difference is a one sentence, you know, submission to the Federal Register. I rescind the current state of emergency, which is supposed to last until 2029. If he rescinds that state of emergency, and only he is allowed to do that by the PREP Act passed in 2005, the single sentence, he doesn't have to mention mRNA, he doesn't have to mention COVID, he doesn't have to mention vaccines, he doesn't have to do anything. He rescinds the current state of emergency. The mRNA shots will fall off the market within 24 hours because the pharmaceutical companies will have to take them off because they will not be able to withstand the liability that is out there with all the injuries and deaths that are happening with these shots.
And for those that don't know, when there's an emergency, they get emergency authorization. And I talked to lawyers, that even if he made them not recommended, they wouldn't do it. But instead, they now suddenly put warnings on them to get around that.
Yeah, they put warnings on it. It took them 2 months to put those warnings on, too. And the only warning that's out there is for myocarditis. What about all the people with all the neurologic disease and all the people with Guillain-Barré, all the people with autoimmune problems, people that are getting diabetes, people that are getting strokes and clots and everything else? So, you know, this, you know, these mRNA shots need to be taken off the market, and they need to be taken off the market yesterday.
Incredible. You know, I see you very emotional in front of the courthouse when they're charging you and you're in there. I mean, I would be emotional too, but you did, you did the right thing. What is your advice to other people that are, you know, out there in different industries and see evil and, you know, how do we push them to do the right thing? Is this going to be an individual basis that we're going to turn this around?
No, we have to stand together. And I think the main thing is that we need to realize that only you look out for you. Okay. Nobody's going to look out for your best interests, and you just have to educate yourself, understand what the consequences are, and then just stand firm on your principles and live by them. And when you do, other people will join you, just like those, you know, a couple of hundred people that were there, all the people that kind of followed us on social media and retweeted and, you know, sent all this up. They're the ones that made this happen.
And if they wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have gotten to MTG and to Senator Lee and then to Pam Bondi. I keep explaining it, folks. It is you as citizen journalists, citizen activists, who they also really tried to suppress during COVID, but they failed.
Well, yeah, I mean, they really muzzled us during this case. They did not want this case to be about COVID at all. I couldn't bring up any of my patients that had come to me and the reasons why they were coming and looking for me as opposed to somebody else. I couldn't talk about any of the effects of the vaccines. I couldn't have any people that were coming to me and talk about what, you know, the damage that they'd had. None of that. I was really muzzled. I had to just kind of try to fight the fraud issue about the government control and government ownership of this vaccine. I think we were able to fight it. I think their case was falling apart. They weren't able to connect the dots the way they wanted to. They couldn't present some of their information because they were going to put in a contract that they wanted to be a redacted contract from the DOD, which didn't have any dates or signatures or money or amounts or anything. And we, you know, we said, no, you can't put that in. They finally got the full contract to us, and they realized all of the stuff that was in there. I actually was never able to see the contract. They didn't show it to me, but they didn't put it in as an exhibit because it would have been really damaging to their story. And even though they had,
remember how for like 6 months there was the sheets with the injections were had no paperwork on them. Doctor, you've never seen a drug or vaccine, which is not a vaccine, that has no text on the paper.
Right. It says you open the thing up and it says intentionally left blank on both sides. So how do you as a physician inject a product into your patient's arms with that kind of a safety data sheet and tell them that you are giving them something that's safe and effective? You have no idea what's in that vial. You have no idea what's in it. You
they
have
were
no
bringing
studies.
You into a criminal conspiracy.
Right. And they're trying, right. And they're trying to break it down. Just like I said earlier with the, you know, with the laws, there were no laws that required me to do this.
Hold on, Doc. Let's come back. Let's do more on this. Guys, pull up the, COVID data, safety data, COVID vaccine sheet blank. And you can see the pharmacist going, I've worked 30 years, never seen this. All it says is the company and like nothing on it. Folks, that's illegal. But they had this emergency. And as Dr. Moore just pointed out, that emergency they've reauthorized is still in place. Unbelievable. Hour number four. We'll do a little bit more with our guest. Then I've got the border news, the economy news. UN report calls for ban on sex changes for children. Wow, the worm's turning. So much the bad guys don't need to know about because knowledge is power. Paul Revere, energy is victory. We'll be right back with hour number four. Share the live feeds now.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. Yeah, I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the
one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll need to probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.